Hey everyone, welcome to the official podcast. This is episode 1 for January 9th, 2012. I am your host, Justin Guthrow, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, a Mr. Robert Hamer, a.k.a. Bub.
That's what they call me, a.k.a. Platinum Bub to some people.
Ooh, Platinum.
Platinum. But everyone platinum else can everything. Call me Bub. Platinum everything. And if you're a follower on my Twitter feed, you'll know that.
Oh, yeah, it's Platinum everything. Platinum hashtag.
Yeah, Platinum hashtag. Coming your way.
Yeah. So, how are you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too shabby. Have myself a nice chicken dinner. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I've been gaming all day myself in celebration of the Gamathon 2012 hosted by Daniel Leonidas.
Yeah, yeah. Our good buddy Daniel is doing the annual Gamathon that he runs every year in January, which is 48 hours from midnight to, you know, two midnights later, of pure nonstop gaming.
And what a great time that must be.
Yeah, good friends, no sleep. Well, some people actually cop out and they take some naps.
Power naps, yeah.
Yeah, but most of them, no sleep, straight gaming. You got junk food, good friends, good times. And unfortunately, neither of us are there.
Yeah, prior complications like work being one of them. But we are celebrating our best way we can. I call it remote participation, where we're spending every waking moment where we're not busy doing something else, as in work or our other plans that we had, playing video games. Like, for instance, I took my Nintendo DS with me to work today. And started playing The Legend of Zelda: The Phantom Hourglass. And in fact, I'm kind of playing it right now while we record the podcast. So, if you do get a random obscenity thrown in, that's what it's from.
Yeah, yeah, I've been doing that too. Just playing games. I set myself some goals. You know, if I was up there, they probably would have been the same goals. Just playing through Hydrophobia Prophecy for PS3. I want to beat that, which pretty much did. And then Ace Combat Assault Horizon PS3, which I got that for Christmas.
Great game, great game.
And I think I have, like, one mission left, so I should be finishing both of those already tonight.
Wow, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, and then I'll have to come up with something else to occupy my time for tomorrow. But, yeah, so really, really good stuff. I mean, I can barely handle, a handful of hours in one sitting staring at a screen playing games because, as you know, my eyes get bloodshot very easily. I don't know if it's because I don't blink enough or what, but the idea of sitting down in a room with about 9 or 10 televisions, everyone playing games, and to just play games for 48 hours, my eyes would be as red as, I don't even know, the red M&M.
Yeah.
And, that is, you have to have a lot of stamina and endurance to actually make it through that entire thing.
Yeah, definitely, I have a feeling I think I could do it, and I would probably only have to take maybe 1 or 2 3 to 4 hour power naps, and I could get through the whole thing. I just need a case of Red Bulls, a lot of junk food, and I'd be good to go. And I really do regret that I couldn't be there to actually participate, but I'm doing the best I can to be a remote participant, and I know you are too, which is good.
Yeah, and it's cool too because they actually have a live stream up for the entire event.
On Twitch.com, yes, they have a live video stream.
Yep, so that's pretty cool. You know, I know that they may be a little bummed that I'm not there, but what I thought would be a really cool idea is either, you know, do this with the next Gamathon next year or even just have a second event at some point that's of similar nature is a lot of people out there, you know, they get groups together and they do some type of gaming marathon of sorts for charity. And then they do a live stream, people tune in, and if they like what they're doing, then, you know, they toss a couple bucks up their way for whatever the charity is. I know a couple guys have done a speed run to catch all, like, 496 Pokemon or whatever it was at the time. Another time I saw, like, a few guys, they played through all of the Mega Man games from start to finish. You know, just stuff like that, and I think that would be... This is the perfect example where you could just say, hey, let's slap this charity on it and let's see how much money we can bring in. And even if you just bring in like $100, I mean, hey, that's $100 you can say you raised for a charity.
Yeah, which is always good.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, yeah, so anyways, yeah, shout out to all you guys out there in Long Beach doing the Game-a-thon. And I guess, what is time? Is it 10 o'clock? They have got 26 more hours to go. They have got 26 hours to go from this point in time.
Yep, and I know they'll do it. At least Daniel will. That guy's a beast.
He is, yeah, I'm watching him on the live feed. I don't think he slept once.
And, oh, he's actually dancing around with PlayStation Move right now.
Yep. God bless his little soul.
Yeah.
So, anyways, hopefully we can make the next summer. Maybe we can even plan our own thing. Like, since this is done in January, maybe we could do one half year. We'll have to talk about this later off the air. We'll figure it out. We'll get it going. And, yeah. So, let's see. What else has happened? Well, we had Christmas and New Year's just passed.
They did just pass. And they were both Grand. You know, just to keep it brief, I got some pretty neat goodies. I got, you know, like I said earlier, I got Ace Combat, Assault Horizon. I got Dead Island, PlayStation Move, PlayStation Eye. And, yeah, so just some really cool little toys that I can play with. I haven't touched Dead Island yet. That will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But
yeah,
I haven't jumped into that yet.
I remember I did actually play that game for a little while, and it was a lot of fun. Great game, great title.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for zombie games, so
yeah,
you know, zombies and leveling up sounds like an excellent combination.
Yeah, great hybrid of an idea there. Well, let's see, for Christmas, personally for myself, I basically just got a lot of gift cards, and
that's always good.
Yeah, it always is good. I use actually some of the gift card money. If, as some of you may or may not know, Steam, which is the PC video game online market, they have a great killer end-of-the-year sale where every day, every 24 hours for like 3 or 4 days, they put up new deals. And a lot of these games are dirt cheap, and I actually bought quite a few titles. I bought Dead Space 1 and 2, Fallout New Vegas, Bioshock 1 and 2, and all these games were $4.99 each, so that is an amazing deal. I couldn't pass it up.
That is an amazing deal.
Yeah. So I got a lot of games in my library. I will be playing some Fallout New Vegas tonight for the Game-a-thon as well as tomorrow. And, yeah, so that was basically like a, I guess you could call that a Christmas gift since I used my Christmas gift cards on it.
Yeah, good Christmas for gaming this year.
Definitely.
Very nice and solid. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, New Year's, that just passed. Have a good one with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I got a nice little list of resolutions here. I won't go into all of them, I guess. But the biggest one of all.
The biggest. The platinum one.
This is the platinum resolution. Yes, the platinum resolution. Is that I'm going to be doing my best. Actually, I'm going to do my best. I am going to be getting back into gaming. For those of you out there who don't know me, for the past 2 years, I've sort of fallen out of the gaming circle.
Man, I got to tell you, that sounds like a really tough resolution.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a lot of hard work. But
the thought of actually sitting down and picking up a controller and having fun.
Yeah, I know. That's why it is the platinum resolution. But anyways, I have been playing a lot of games, a couple of titles here and there. That's another reason why I went out and bought all these deals on Steam. Building up the library, I'm going to be getting back into it. And what a better way to start this resolution than with the Game-a-thon. It is a perfect way to start and get the ball rolling in the right direction.
It so, really is, yeah.
Everything's coming together great. Yeah, what about you? You got any resolutions?
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, unlike you, you know, like you've kind of had a slow year for gaming. You know, I'm gaming all the time, pretty much every day. But so that people don't think that I'm nothing but just some slob who sits around and scratching my ass and playing games all day. The other thing I love doing is hitting the gym. And my main platinum resolution for the year is, this past 6 months, I was doing some bulking up. I gained 23 pounds, feeling good, looking good. And I want to, you know, chisel down and get what almost every man wants. And, of course, that is the staple six-pack.
Yeah, definitely. I got one hiding somewhere under my gut, but
it's there somewhere.
I don't know where it is.
Oh man,
maybe
yeah. So So good stuff. 2012. It's okay. We have to solve this right here. 2012 or 2012? Because I always said 2011. I don't think I ever said 2011. Or maybe I might have like a couple times. But what is the way to say this year right here on the official podcast? We are making this right now. Is it 2012 or 2012?
You know, very funny, actually. I never noticed it until you just now said it. Yes, it's always been 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. But for some reason, this year, it's 2012. It's not 2012. That just sounds ridiculous. It's 2012, at least for me.
Yeah.
2012. I think that's what I've said every time. 2012. Yeah. How freaking weird is that?
So you're going with 2012. That's going to be your format?
That's Bub's format for the year. Oh, fuck! I just fell in the lava playing Zelda. God damn it.
What, are you doing like a fire temple?
Yep. Fire temple. Damn it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's great how in almost every Zelda game where Link has a voice, it's always that same... Yeah.
Yeah, it never changes.
Yep, that's... The man just does not speak. But when he does, he says the same thing.
Yep.
It's either that or... whatever that scream is when he falls down a hole.
Yeah, and if things don't get much better than this, you'll probably be hearing that soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead and go on with what you were saying. How are you going to pronounce this year?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll just be that one weird guy who says it like no one else does and just say, oh, it's 2012.
There you go. It's 012. You can say that.
Ooh, yeah, I could say 012 and just drop the 2 altogether.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 012.
012. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. let's see, you got anything else to add before we get into the main meat of this podcast?
Yeah, actually, a few days ago you told me to try out Google Chrome.
Oh yeah, that's right, Google Chrome. How are you liking it so far?
Well, I am liking it quite a bit.
That's good to hear.
I was a little worried at first because I've been very comfortable with Firefox for the past several years. I've been using Firefox, and I haven't had any problems with it. But I tried Google Chrome. Like you said, it's slim, it's slick, it's fast, it's quick, everything, and it is just that. It is very nice. It's very easy to look at. It's nice and thin. It cuts out all the fat.
Yes, definitely.
And I love how it has a built-in app store. I mean, you can freaking have games in like built into the web browser.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. It's really cool. I haven't done anything with that. I've been playing around with TweetDeck lately, which is, you know, some sort of app where you can combine your Facebook and Twitter into columns on one page, which is pretty nifty.
I still need to check that out.
But, you know, I haven't really tried any games or anything, and I'm sure I eventually will. But, yeah, so I did want to comment at Google Chrome. You were right on that. It is definitely the browser to be browsing on.
Definitely. It makes me happy to hear that.
Yep. And, yeah, because a girlfriend came over earlier today, and I had my laptop up, and she's like, oh, what's this? I was like, oh, this is Google Chrome. And she was, like, kind of looking around, and it's like, I like it. It's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, no, I made the switch about, halfway through last year. And, I've got a pretty super-powered PC, and Mozilla Firefox was just getting to the point where it was using up a lot of my system resources. It was running slow, very laggy, non-responsive. So I said, you know, I'll give Chrome a try. I'd put it on a one-week probationary period where I was just going to say, okay, at the end of the week, I'll decide which one I'd like better. About 3 days into this contest, I already knew that Google Chrome took the cake. Just because, like you said, it's quick, it's clean, it's slim, it's just beautiful. And then the in-browser app store just killed it. The Chrome marketplace is just phenomenal. So that's if anyone out there is looking for a little bit of a switch up, try Chrome. I have a feeling you'll really enjoy it.
Or if not, then you can always use the reliable and everyone's personal favorite, especially mine, Internet Explorer.
Oh yeah, Internet Explorer.
That is just that is the browser to beat.
Oh yeah. I don't think it's hard. I'm pretty sure. That sending U.S. mail is better than using Internet Explorer.
Oh, geez. I don't even know when last time I opened that browser was.
I don't know.
Anyways, it is time. 2011 is over. 2011, 011, whatever you want to call it. It's done. The games were great. It's time to pick our personal game of the year.
2011 game of the year. That's correct. Coming at you, man.
Everyone's doing it. Why not us?
Why not? Because we've got a lot of insight into some games. We've probably played a lot of more unique titles than more people have out there, not just your average Call of Duty / Skyrim player.
Yeah, I feel like my two titles that I'm going to be going back and forth between are going to be on almost they're going to be on a few lists out there. So you might be the one who has the more unique ones. So let's go ahead and jump into yours first. What games have you been playing this year that really stuck out and, you think are actually worth mentioning right here on the official podcast in front of all of the millions of listeners who are listening to this lovely piece of audio?
Okay, let's be honest. We know there ain't millions of people listening. It's probably in the billions by now, but nonetheless, let's move on.
Yes.
Okay, so for 2011, like I mentioned earlier, I didn't do a lot of gaming. My gaming was very scarce.
Shame.
Shameful on that. I'm hanging my head in shame right now. But some games that I did play, I have a small list here. I played Portal 2, great game.
Great game.
What else did I play? Terraria. Terraria, if you guys
never
haven't heard
it.
Of that, I'll go into it a little bit more in depth. The infamous Minecraft, which finally hit beta last year.
And, Minecraft!
it finally came out of alpha, hit beta, and I believe it actually officially has launched now as being a quote-unquote real game. And what other game did I play? I did play Homefront. Nice first-person shooter there. So anyways, I narrowed it down to two games, because, like I said, I didn't play a lot, and it's kind of too bad I had to pick these two games, but nonetheless is what they are. First and foremost...
It's kind of bad. You don't want to say that when they're your games of the year.
Well, they're the games off a small list, so I don't know. Anyways, first game, runner-up. It has to go to Terraria. Say it right. it was a lot of fun. If you guys don't know, it's basically it's a 2D side scroller, kind of like a dungeon type game. It is multiplayer, which is cool. Me and our buddy Davey, we both play together.
Is this PC exclusive?
You know, I don't know. I think it is. I think it's a PC only game. Basically, you build yourself a little house. It can be as many rooms as you want. The more things you accomplish in your world, more people will come to your world, as in, like, a nurse, a merchant, a gun dealer, an explosive tech, stuff like that. Uh-huh. And you build these rooms in your house, and they'll move into the room. That way they're safe in your house, they won't be killed by zombies, stuff like that. And you can, they're readily available when you want to use them. You can tunnel to hell, fight devils and demons. The boss battles are great. The only problem I have with the game is after about 2 weeks of solid playing it, we ran out of stuff to do. It was just like, man, like, what do we do now? Everything was done, so it didn't keep my interest very long. And which you probably know, Justin, very well, is that I have a hard time with games keeping my interest.
Oh, yeah.
So on that note, my 2011 pick for Game of the Year has to go to Minecraft. Great game. I know it's not your conventional game of the year material, but I gotta say it kept my interest many, many, many months. I was actually addicted to this game. I would
never
stay up till. You're missing out, I'm telling you. But You probably don't want to play it because you're like me and you get addicted to stuff easily.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. I would stay up till 6 in the morning playing this game, just building stuff. It's basically, if you don't know what Minecraft is, it's basically a giant world of virtual Legos. And if you were like me as a kid, you probably loved playing with Legos. And this is just amazing. Me and our friend Davey, we set up a private server, which we kind of hacked a little bit, but that makes it more fun. We built some pretty crazy stuff.
Like what?
Well, let's see. I built the whole entire baseball stadium. And when I say stadium, I mean huge. This actually took me like 5 days of solid gameplay to complete.
And does that stadium still exist somewhere, or has it just been wiped?
Yeah, it still exists on should be on Davey's computer on the server, unless he's somehow deleted the files, which would be a real shame.
If you're actually playing this game and you build that stadium, can you use that as your fort for when, you know, the monsters and stuff come?
Well, yeah, technically you could, but Davey and I had the server hacked good enough to where we didn't have monsters on. It was a peaceful world. It was all we used.
It feels like you're taking all the fun out.
But the fun part for us was being an architect, was building buildings and designing these cities and houses and mansions and all different kinds of crazy stuff. It's one of those things you kind of have to be there to experience it.
You Art Vandalay now?
Art Vandalay, man. Vandalay Industries.
Oh, jeez.
So we also built a full-size skyscraper. I still don't even think it's done. We put hours upon hours upon hours into this building, and it's still not completed. Because it's an actually, like, to scale replica of an office building.
Did you like Legos as a kid?
Oh, yeah, I loved Legos as a kid. I still have a bunch at my parents' house.
Oh.
So anyways, without going into too much more detail on it, if you want to check it out, look it up on the internet. It's huge right now. Minecraft, like I said, it held my interest for a long time. I could probably turn it on right now and keep playing. So
you know that game is actually coming to the Xbox marketplace?
Really?
Yeah, they actually have an Xbox 360 version coming out.
Wow, that's quite impressive. See, that doesn't tell you right there the magnitude of this game. I mean, that should tell you right there. I worded that completely wrong, but that should really give you an idea of the magnitude of this game. It's now jumping platforms.
Yeah, so, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll actually get around to trying it once it hits on the 360, because I'm a console guy. But I don't know, that game has just not grabbed my attention, and like you said, maybe it's because I haven't sat down and played it.
Yeah, because I remember when Davey first bought it, I actually said, really? You spent $15, and this is when he bought it on sale, on this game. We played it, I immediately went home and spent $15 myself and bought it.
Wow.
So, yeah, like I said, that's Bubs 2011 pick of the year, or game of the year, Minecraft.
Minecraft.
So I guess you're on deck now, my man. What you got?
I'm on that platinum deck.
Yep.
Whoa. All right, well, let's see. 2011 games. Well, something I'm playing right now through co-op, and I'm loving every single minute of it, is Gears of War 3. This game is amazing. My girlfriend and I, we played through the first one, loved it, played through the second one, loved it, and this third one, although we haven't touched Horde mode, which I hear is just amazing, or even online multiplayer, haven't touched any of that. This is just the campaign, and it is great. I'm not gonna get into spoilerish materials or anything. I'm hoping a lot of people who have listened to this have already played Gears 3. But, it's the end of the trilogy. The creators of the game, they went out and they said that before the game even launched. Yeah, this is it. This is the final part of this saga. So, of course, there are going to be sad moments in it. I mean, true. When you have a trilogy, usually something sad happens, especially in a war game.
Yeah.
But something happened that hit my emotions in such a way that no other game ever has, where I was just struck in awe for about just 5 minutes straight, where like the game was some pause, had to take a break, go downstairs, eat some crackers and dip, and I was blown away. Really fun co-op experience. I love it. That would probably get my, I would love to give it my, my first place runner-up, but I haven't played through everything yet, so I don't want to do that. So I will get my second runner-up. First runner-up is going to go to Portal 2. Great game. Very creative. Very innovative. You know, like you said, you played it. I don't really know how much you played of. How far did you actually get in that game?
Not far enough.
Not far enough? That's it?
Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. It was
okay, well, I mean, you at least played the opening sequence, right, where everything's just, like, kind of shaking and breaking apart, and you got the little computer guy in there, Wheatley, with you?
Yeah, I remember that guy. That whole scene was crazy.
Yeah, the opening sequence was great. He is an amazing voice actor.
Yes.
Really good. Very fun to listen to him and all of his little antics and stuff. He really takes you for a ride. The game is rather short. I mean, you can beat that game in definitely under 10 hours, maybe even under 6. So it's a pretty short game, but it's a fun ride. It is a puzzle game, so you were kind of frustrated. I definitely did.
Yeah.
And it also has a nice co-op experience, too, which was unlike any other that I've ever played, where you got your own portal gun, you can make two portals, and your partner has their own portal gun that can make two different portals. So you have to solve these complex puzzles working as a team, and that's the only way you can do it. I mean, you can't do it by yourself.
That's nuts.
Yeah, really, really fun, best puzzle game I've ever played. And I would classify it as a puzzle game.
Right.
And, then my game of the year will definitely have to go to Dead Space 2. Great game. I was super happy to hear you tell me the other day that you bought Dead Space 1 and 2 from the Steam sale.
Yeah.
$5 pop.
Just beat that.
Those games are unlike anything else. They will scare the shit out of you. You will piss your pants. You will scream like a girl. I was playing through that game on the hardest difficulty. I would come home, and for most of the time, I would usually hop on Xbox Live, and I would talk to my buddy while I'm playing it. Well, this one night, I went home. He was not on Xbox Live. So you know what I did? I didn't get on Dead Space because I was that afraid of what was going on in the game at that point.
See, and that's the game. I can't play that at night anymore because I live in a house with other people, and I scream when I play that game.
Like a little girl.
And I shout and I say obscenities when I play this game. And even sometimes then I scream obscenities. And so I'm pretty sure I woke a couple people up in the house screaming the F-bomb a couple times pretty loudly. So I've told myself now I can't play this game at night anymore out of respect for my neighbors.
Oh, that's the best time to play it, though.
Hell no. I don't like being scared.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to talk about what part it was in Dead Space 1 that just, scared me shitless the most, because you'll definitely come across it soon enough. But, yeah, Dead Space 2, it's scary. It's very different. This isn't really, too much of a spoiler. But Dead Space 1, Isaac, the main character, he doesn't talk, and it kind of adds to the creepiness.
Yeah.
But in Dead Space 2, they give him... And, it's a pretty good voice actor. He definitely suits the role, but it's kind of weird, getting used to the fact that this guy who didn't talk at all in the first game now suddenly has this voice.
That would be kind of weird.
Yeah, so it takes a little getting used to. The opening sequence for Dead Space 2 is probably my all-time favorite opening to any game I've ever played. Gears 3, pretty good opening. Portal 2... really good opening. Dead Space 2, best opening. I mean, it throws you into it, and I cannot wait for you to experience it. It's crazy, and I will just give you this fair warning. I, my sister, and even one of my friends, when they play this game, you get so confused at what you're supposed to do, you'll probably die. So go ahead, throw out an obscenity, but just know that many, many other people died the same way that you did.
Well, I guess that's good to know.
So a really good story. Really scary. Solid, long game. It's got some pretty fun multiplayer in there. I could have done without it, but it's not too bad. And, it was a very good experience.
All right, so that was your pick of the year, you said?
Yeah, Dead Space 2 gets my award, and I am definitely looking forward to you playing some more Dead Space 1 and getting into Dead Space 2, because they are easily two of the best games, I think, ever made.
See, and that makes me happy, since I know that I'm going to be playing these games. So that actually got your pick of the year, so that's pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah, and then you also got games like Bioshock 1 and Bioshock 2, and those are also, you know, on, like, my top 10 favorite games ever.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So, yeah, it's some solid stuff, man.
Yeah, sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then 2012 is just starting. I don't really know of too many games that are coming out this year. I'm sure there'll be a lot of surprises along the way. I know there's been Grand Theft Auto 5, Bioshock Infinite. That's what I'm mainly looking forward to.
Ooh, a new Bioshock title?
Yep. Yeah. Wow. It's not going to be in Rapture, though. It's going to be up in some city in the sky.
Oh, I don't even know what Rapture is. I haven't even started playing the game yet.
Oh, you silly little man.
Yeah. Diablo 3, I believe, is supposed to launch this year.
Hopefully, oh, yeah, you got maybe. That Diablo.
Of course, I've been saying that since, I think, 2007, so I'm not going to really count on it.
Yeah, they're pushing really hard this time, so hopefully there will be Diablo 3. Guild Wars 2 is supposed to be this year.
Oh, wow.
Maybe Phantasy Star Online 2. Yeah, maybe we'll get lucky and see a Left 4 Dead 3 at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
Yep. So who knows what will be unveiled throughout the year. But we'll definitely be talking about it when stuff gets announced.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Yep.
So, let's see. I guess, is there anything else really left to talk about in this podcast?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Pretty good way to start off episode 1 with our Game of the Year pick.
That Game-a-thon.
Yeah, oh yeah, Game-a-thon too. Once again, shout out to all those guys out there.
That Game-a-thon.
And thanks to Daniel Lee Nonage for hosting it and getting the spirit out there. Even as a remote participant, I'm feeling pretty pumped and amped about it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I know that they'll be upset that neither of us were there. But
yeah, but hopefully they'll appreciate the fact that we're doing our best to celebrate remotely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I tip my hat to them.
Yep, definitely. Some cool other stuff, I guess, real quick before we wrap it up. Justin and I have both started blogging now. Justin hasn't just started, but I just started blogging. So I'll probably be posting 1 to 2, to maybe even sometimes 3 blogs per month, just about random different topics, no set topics. So if anyone ever wants to check that out, it's... I forget the link. I think it's insidethemindofbub.wordpress.com. And, just if you want to check that out, just give it a read. Let me know what you think. Follow me on Twitter at bubhamer. That's B-U-B-H-A-M-E-R. And,
Yeah. I won't bother promoting my stuff. If you listen to this podcast, chances are you already have it. And, my money is on 1 to 0 posts on your blog per month, man. I would like to see you follow through with it, but I guess we'll have to see.
Are you doubting me?
I'm doubting you.
Publicly on our brand new podcast?
I'm publicly doubting you right here that I don't know, man. I feel like you got a lot on your plate wanting to get back into gaming. You're all about, you know, you got your car stuff going on, and I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we'll see about that. I guess when we do our next cast in a couple weeks... we'll do a little bit of a follow-up on that and see what the real scoop is.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you're a busy guy.
That I am, but I'll find the time, especially when put to a public challenge.
Oh, gosh.
To all of our billions upon billions of listeners out there.
Whoa, man. Whoa, this cast is running on, like, what, 30, 40 minutes? I'm sure those billions have gone to trillions now.
Probably so. You know, trillions upon trillions. So... Alrighty then, well, I guess that about wraps it up, right? Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Alright then. Alright then, for the official podcast, this is Bub.
And JG.
Signing off. Take care, everyone. Talk to you soon.